So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a story to tell. Get ready and take a seat, it's story time. It's story time. It's story time.
Hello, boys and girls. I hope you're having a great Sunday morning. I'm your host, Danny, and this is Children's Story Time. Today, we're going to be reading a lot of great books, some funny books, because most of the books we're reading today are parodies. Now, the dictionary defines parody as an imitation of the style of a particular writer, artist, or genre with deliberate exaggeration for comic effect. So what that means is an author will take a book that's already written and he will change it around a bit to make it really super funny and different. So you'll see what I mean. And we're going to start with the regular version of the book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, by Laura Numeroff. If you give a mouse a cookie, he's going to ask for a glass of milk. When you give him the milk, he'll probably ask you for a straw. When he's finished, he'll ask for a napkin. Then he'll want to look in a mirror to make sure he doesn't have a milk mustache. When he looks into the mirror, he might notice his hair needs a trim. So he'll probably ask for a pair of nail scissors. When he's finished giving himself a trim, he'll want a broom to sweep up. He'll start sweeping. He might get carried away and sweep every room in the house. He may even end up washing the floors as well. When he's done, he'll probably want to take a nap. You'll have to fix up a little box for him with a blanket and a pillow. He'll crawl in, make himself comfortable, and fluff the pillow a few times. He'll probably ask you to read him a story. So, you'll read to him from one of your books, and he'll ask to see the pictures. When he looks at the pictures, he'll get so excited he'll want to draw one of his own. He'll ask for paper and crayons. He'll draw a picture. When the picture is finished, he'll want to sign his name with a pen. Then he'll want to hang his picture on your refrigerator, which means he'll need scotch tape. He'll hang up his drawing and stand back to look at it. Looking at the refrigerator will remind him that he's thirsty. So, he'll ask for a glass of milk. And chances are, if he asks for a glass of milk, he's going to want a cookie to go with it. Okay, so now we have a parody of If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. And this book is called If You Give a Mouse an iPhone. And this is by David Milgram. You know what an iPhone is, right? Like your parents' cell phone? So it starts off with the little mouse saying, "Can I have some nail scissors and a mirror and a broom and a bucket and a mop?" And the little boy says, "Not right now. Look, do you see how busy I am?" And the mouse is continuing on, "And some crayons and a pen and some paper and tape and a refrigerator and..." The boy says, "I'll tell you what. If you leave me alone for 10 minutes, I'll let you play on my phone." "Oh boy," says the mouse, "but just for 10 minutes. If you give a mouse an iPhone, he's not going to ask for a cookie or a glass of milk or anything at all. In fact, he won't hear a word you say." The little boy says, "Okay, Applesauce," that's the mouse's name, "I'm all done, and now I've got a big surprise. Time to put that away, Applesauce." And if he doesn't hear a word you say, he won't know you're taking him on a special trip. Isn't this the greatest surprise ever, Applesauce? He'll miss out on all the kettle corn and funnel cake and ice cream and corn dogs and, "Oh my gosh, these are the best nachos ever." He won't even realize he's on the Kathmandu coaster. Isn't this the most fun ride ever, Applesauce? And if he doesn't realize he's on the Kathmandu coaster, he won't remember to buckle his seatbelt. and he'll probably take a little ride of his own. And chances are, if he takes a little ride of his own, he'll accidentally open all the cages. But he won't have the slightest idea what's happening. And if he doesn't know what's happening, he won't watch where he's going. He's climbing up an alligator. Mm-hmm. And he'll probably march right out of the wild animal amusement park and straight into the sea. And if he falls into the sea, chances are he'll end up on some distant island. So, you'll have to get a boat, and you'll probably have to camp out for the night, since it will be too late to paddle home. The little boy says, "You do know that this much screen time can't be good for you, right?" Then, about the time you run out of energy, the phone battery will too. And when the battery runs out, he'll totally freak. And the mouse is saying, "No, no, 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 say it ain't so." And when he totally freaks, he'll probably beg you for a charger. "Please, please, 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 please." And chances are, if he begs you for a charger, you'll point out that you're on a remote island without any outlets. "Oh yeah, cool," says the mouse. And now they're roasting marshmallows, and he says, "You got any graham crackers?" And pretty soon, he'll forget all about the charger and the iPhone to go with it. And at the very end, the little mouse says, "By the way, how'd we get here?" Because he had his face in the phone the whole time. The end. Our next original book is Where the Wild Things Are by Maurice Sendak. The night Max wore his wolf suit and made mischief of one kind and another, his mother called him Wild Thing, and Max said, "I'll eat you up." So he was sent to bed without eating anything. That very night, in Max's room, a forest grew and grew and grew until his ceiling hung with vines and the walls became the world all around. And an ocean tumbled by with a private boat for Max, and he sailed off through night and day. And in and out of weeks, and almost over a year, to where the wild things are. And when he came to the place where the wild things are, they roared their terrible roars, and gnashed their terrible teeth, and they rolled their terrible eyes, and showed their terrible claws, till Max said, "Be still," and tamed them with a magic trick of staring into all their yellow eyes without blinking once, and they were frightened and called him the most wild thing of all, and made him king of all the wild things. "And now," cried Max, "let the wild rumpus start." "Now stop," Max said, and sent the wild things off to bed, without their supper. And Max, the king of all the wild things, was lonely and wanted to be where someone loved him best of all. Then, all around, from far away across the world, he smelled good things to eat. So he gave up being king of where the wild things are. But the wild things cried, "Oh, please, don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so." And Max said, "No." The wild things roared their terrible roars and gnashed their terrible teeth. They rolled their terrible eyes and showed their terrible claws. But Max stepped into his private boat and waved goodbye and sailed back over a year and in and out of weeks and through a day and into the night of his very own room, where he found his supper waiting for him. And it was still hot. The end. Now, a parody of that book is this one called Where the Mild Things Are by Maurice Sendak. There was a wonderful land filled with horrible monsters. They had appalling horns and appalling claws and appalling fur and were drawn with far too many lines, which made them very special. But Mog wasn't horrible at all. He'd sit quietly in his room, reading the dullest books ever written. Every couple of days, his mother would check to make sure that he wasn't dead. One day, Mog's parents caught him gently petting a kitten. "Stop playing with your food," growled Mog's father. His parents sent him to bed without any dinner. This made Mog very unhappy, but it made the kitten very happy indeed. Mog sat in bed, and slowly his bed turned into a car. A very monstrous car, a 1974 AMC Gremlin. So Mog drove off in search of adventure, but he drove very slowly and only visited the most boring places. Finally, Mog found the perfect spot, Dullsville, and there he met some very mild creatures. A homemaker whose house was much cleaner than yours will ever be. A comedian who wasn't at all that funny. A very, very, very rich nerd. And a boring man who had been vice president and had almost become president, but not quite. The mild creatures made Mog the president of Dullsville. The very boring man was elected vice president again. Mog gave a very long speech that put everyone to sleep, including himself. After that, they had lots of adventures. One day, the mild creatures replaced their regular light bulbs with energy-saving light bulbs. They replaced their energy-saving light bulbs with slow-burning safety candles. When the candles went out, they sat in the dark. Mog was so bored, he let out a mighty roar. He stamped his appalling feet and gnashed his appalling teeth, and he jumped into his AMC Gremlin and drove away as fast as he could. "He's wasting gas by driving that fast," said the vice president. When Mog got home, he ran to his parents, wrapped his arms around them, and kicked them both in the shins for putting him through all this. His parents were overjoyed at what an appalling monster he'd become. The kitten was not so happy. The end. Our next book is Goodnight Moon by Margaret Wise Brown. In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon. And there were three little bears sitting on chairs and two little kittens and a pair of mittens and a little toy house and a young mouse and a comb and a brush and a bowl full of mush and a quiet old lady who was whispering, "Hush." Good night, room. Good night, moon. Good night, cow jumping over the moon. Good night, light and the red balloon. Good night, bears. Good night, chairs. Good night, kittens and good night, mittens. Good night, clocks and good night, socks. Good night, little house and good night, mouse. Good night, comb. And good night, brush. Good night, nobody. Good night, mush. A good night to the old lady whispering hush. Good night, stars. Good night, air. Good night, noises everywhere. The end. And I actually found two different parodies of that book. And the first one I'll read is called Goodnight Goon. And a goon is like a monster. Just reminds me of like a Halloween book. This is by Michael Rex. In the cold gray tomb, there was a gravestone and a black lagoon and a picture of Martians taking over the moon. And there were three little mummies rubbing their tummies and two hairy claws and a set of jaws. And a loud screechy bat, and a black hat, and a skull and a shoe and a pot full of goo, and a hairy old werewolf who is hollering boo. Good night, tomb. Good night, goon. Good night, Martians taking over the moon. Good night, bones and the black lagoon. Good night, mummies. Good night, tummies. Good night, claws. And good night, jaws. Good night, moans. And good night, groans. Good night, screechy bat. And good night, hat. Good night, skull. And good night, shoe. Good night, creature. Good night, goo. And good night to the old werewolf hollering boo. Good night, you. Get under there. Good night, monsters everywhere. The end. And our last book is called Good Night, iPad by David Milgram, who is the same author that wrote If You Give a Mouse an iPhone that we read a couple of minutes ago. In the bright, buzzing room, there was an iPad and a kid playing Doom and a screensaver of a bird launching over the moon. There were three little nooks with 10,000 books and a huge LCD Wi-Fi HDTV with BOSS 5.1, 6 remotes, and 3D, and a BlackBerry ringing with Eminem singing, and a new Facebook friend, and text with no end, and a viral clip of a cat doing flips, and the bings, bongs, and beeps of emails and tweets, and a fed-up old woman who was trying to sleep. Good night, iPad. Good night, Doom. Good night, bird launching over the moon. Good night, nooks and digital books. Good night, Eminem. Good night, Facebook friend. Good night, LOLs. Good night, MP3s. Good night, LCD, Wi-Fi, HDTV. Good night, remotes and Netflix stream, Androids, apps, and glowing screens. Good night, plugs and power lights that guide us to pee in the darkness of night. Good night, buzzing. Good night, beeps. Good night, everyone who should be asleep. Good night, pop stars. Good night, MacBook Air. Good night, gadgets everywhere. The end. And now we have time for some jokes. So here's a couple about iPhones and computers and that. And this first one says, what do you get if you cross an iPhone and a fridge? Cool music. What type of computer does a horse like to eat? A Macintosh. And a Macintosh is a kind of apple, so horses like to eat apples. What instrument does a computer like best? A keyboard. Why did the computer go to the doctor? Because it had a virus. And our last joke, how did the computer catch a cold? He left his windows open. And now, my friends, it's song time. It's song time. It's song time. The songs on today's show come from the CD Simply Susie, Music for Kids.
It's time to say hello. It's time to say hello, everybody. Sing and dance today. Clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands. Clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands. You can stomp, stomp, stomp your feet, stomp, stomp, stomp your feet. Stomp, stomp, stomp your feet. Stomp, stomp, stomp your feet. You can jump, jump, jump up and down. Jump, jump, jump up and down. Jump, jump, jump up and down. Jump, jump, now spin around. You can spin, spin, spin around. Spin, spin, spin around. Spin, spin, spin around. Spin, spin, spin around. It's time to say hello. It's time to say hello, everybody. Sing and dance today. Do, do, do.
Stop.
sitting at the table with my peas and my corn. I figured I'd be sitting here till early morn. My family, they had finished up a long time ago, and the looks that I was getting told me I was too slow. So, so long, chocolate cake. Good to know ya, you would have been great. So long, chocolate cake. I bet you would have been great. Could I hide them in my napkin or the sleeve of my shirt? If I don't eat my veggies, I don't get my dessert. My brother, he is laughing, just a giggling inside. You see, he's a great big eater and I'm just half his size. So, so long, chocolate cake. Good to know ya, you would have been great. Bye-bye, apple pie. Just the thought of you makes me cry. So long, chocolate cake. I bet you would have been great.
Well, boys and girls, that's all the time we have for today. I hope you enjoyed our show and will come back and spend some time with us again next week. As always, be sure to check out your local library for tons of music CDs and books and different parodies you can look and find. And we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a lot more stories to tell. Let's get together real soon at story time, at story time, at story time.